Hold still, dear guest. I've almost finished tailoring your waistline. Flinch, and I might accidentally prick you with my pins. It's quite an honor to be invited to this auspicious occasion. The Grand Midnight Masquerade is the highlight of the season. Even my creator wasn't invited, and she was the forefront mind in alchemy, sculpture, and clockworks. But you should have a wonderful time. Every noble in the land shall be in attendance, including some from across the sea. Kings, princesses, dukes, and diplomats. And their slaves. I'm sure you'll fit right in. Now then, I've finished your costume. Here's your mask. The Countess will be waiting for you in the hall adjacent to the stairways in the Grand Ballroom. Since you're her lover, you'll be announced together. All eyes will be on you. So at least pretend you're excited to be there. Have a wonderful night, dear guest. Oh my, you look good enough to eat, my love. Thank you for agreeing to this. It means so much to me. And I do ask that you be on your best behavior tonight, no matter what you see or hear. The way you act reflects upon me, not only as a countess, but as a vampire too. What kind of things will you see? Traditions that have been done for thousands upon thousands of years, and have grave consequences for me if I do not satisfy those vultures downstairs. Take my arm, hold your head high, and stay close. I won't let those beasts devour you. Shiloh, dear, you know what to do.
Of course, Countess.
Take it all in, dear guest. See them, see her, as the monsters they truly are.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It is my honor to present your host for this, the 571st Grand Midnight Masquerade, the illustrious conqueror of Elsvania, Countess Stefania Swan. Escorting her is one of the fiercest hunters in the land, a paragon of strength, wit, and courage.
While there are many here that I need to speak to tonight, most of them on my own, there was one guest in particular I wanted to see, and I wanted him to see you with me.
Well, my beloved Countess, it's been far too long. You look resplendent as always.
Not long enough. I think we can both agree. But you do look especially handsome tonight.
Indeed. I'll take it that this is your new toy?
My lover. Come now, Your Highness. At least try to be civil tonight. You're in my home, after all.
Huh. Very well.
Allow me to make introductions. My love, this is the Vampire King of the Pale Hinterlands. His kingdom is on the other side of the Northern Mountains. Your Highness, this is my lover, a seasoned monster hunter, and the fiercest fighter in my kingdom.
Is that so?
Indeed. They've done an excellent job of keeping any invasive beasts from encroaching on my lands. And I've never known someone as passionate or as loyal as them. Now then, if you two will please excuse me, I need to greet my other guests.
I'll take it that you're fitting in nicely at the Castle of Blue Roses. With that doll, Seraphina, doting on you hand and foot, and the Countess herself, lavishing affection upon you. Just don't get too comfortable, Hunter. You might have her affections for now. But if there's one thing I know about her, is that she's as ruthless as she is fickle. This is the same woman who took the head of the High Enchantress of Umbramon, who severed the ancestral ties of the werewolves, who devours hunters like you by the handful. And while I'm intrigued as to why she's taken interest in a hunter, she's still the same woman I knew and loved all those centuries ago. She's the vampire I went to war with, to bed with, then faced across the opposite side of the board. Little has changed, except her standards. But I'll give credit where it's due. You certainly are an intoxicating specimen. Even with her scent all over you, I can smell the blood in your veins. You certainly are a rare breed, aren't you? And since you'd be wanting to please your mistress and ensure that everything goes smoothly for her, you resist the urge to drive a stake through my heart, won't you? At least for tonight. Good. You're lucky that she's claimed you. If you happened to cross the borders between our nations, I might have just snatched you up myself. Though, you probably would find my company a little less enjoyable. I'm not a patient king, and have a bad habit of breaking the playthings that disappoint me. But perhaps she hasn't so much broken your body as much as broken your will through kindness, kisses, and whispers in the dark. And now your whole world revolves around her like a good little servant. Ah, perfect timing, my dear Countess.
Apologies for leaving you, my love. I trust that His Majesty has behaved himself. Good. Now then, if you will excuse us, I believe the next waltz is about to begin.
But of course. I hope you enjoy your evening. I know I will.
Ah, now then, this is more like it. I do adore dancing with you, my love. You've gotten so much smoother over the past few months. But I have to ask, did the king mention anything to you that you'd care to tell me? Ah, yes. We were former lovers. Formidable ones at that. But anything he told you
was intended to sow seeds of doubt in your mind. He's resented me ever since we parted. And at gatherings like this, it brings out the monster in both of us. And he will say anything to ruin whatever joy I have in my life. So I hope you don't take his spiteful words to heart. Truthfully, if we had stayed together, his kingdom would have devoured mine. I did what I needed to do to...
Esteemed guests, the time has come for the highlight of your evening.
Oh no.
Dinner is served.
I am so sorry, my love, but I had to do this. It's tradition for gatherings of this nature. So please, stay by my side. And don't do anything.
These villagers have been especially chosen for your pleasure this evening. Each one a prime example of the beauty, strength, and virtues of Velsvania. As per tradition, first come, first served. Bon appétit.
Stop, my love. Don't try to save them, you can't. All you can do is hope that they were enough for those ravenous creatures. If you intervene, they'll tear you apart. And I won't be able to save you. Just keep dancing with me. Focus on my voice. Focus on me. Ignore those beautiful beasts. Just stay quiet and remember your place. I promise, I'll make it up to you tonight.